This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I don't know how this is going to make you feel, but apparently the way you and I eat is causing further damage to the planet. And so an international team of scientists have developed a plan on how we should eat. Now, I don't know what you guys had for breakfast. For breakfast, I had some cold chicken. I love cold chicken. And I had some leftover coleslaw. And I had a couple Hershey's Kisses. That was it. I'm a bad girl. According to this, no, that just ruined the planet. And I haven't passed any gas at all, probably for the last, 12 hours? So, according to CNN News, there's a planetary health diet that is based on cutting red meat, sugar consumption in half, and upping your intakes of fruits, vegetables, and nuts. Since I didn't have any nuts today or fruits, and I had some sugar, I'm a bad girl. They said it could prevent up to 11.6 million premature deaths without harming the planet. That's a report that was published this week in the medical journal Lancet. Now, the authors warn that a global change in diet and food production is needed, as 3 billion people across the world are malnourished, which includes those who are under and overnourished, meaning people that are overnourished, obese. They say food production is overstepping environmental targets, driving climate change, biodiversity loss, and pollution. They say the world's population is supposed to hit 10 billion people by the year 2050. That growth, plus our current diet and food production habits, will exacerbate risks to people and planet. Okay, basically what they're saying is they need us to eat less and eat less of the expensive, hard-to-grow foods. They want us, right, to start dividing up into the hunters and gatherers, where we spend most of our feed on what we gather and hunt rarely. Do they have a point? I mean, I love meat. Especially red meat. But do we not have enough cattle or cows, right, to stock the planet? According to Dr. Richard Horton, the editor-in-chief at The Lancet, by the way, I am a big fan of The Lancet. It's a great journal. They say the stakes are very high. They note that 1 billion people live in hunger, and 2 billion people eat too much of the wrong foods. Horton believes that nutrition has still failed to get the kind of political attention that is given to diseases like AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. They say using best available evidence of control feeding studies, right, they came up with 5 strategies to help us change our diets. They want to incentivize us to eat healthier. They want to shift global production towards varied crops. They want to intensify agriculture sustainably. Intensifying agriculture, I don't even know what that means. Stricter rules against the governing of oceans and lands. But get this, they want to reduce food waste. Now that I have no problem supporting. We throw out so much food. I mean, you saw remember Michelle Obama? And, I have to say, bless her for trying to get kids to eat healthier and to make school lunches healthier. I think that was a definite positive in their administration. Obviously, it stood out because of all the other, stuff that happened in the administration. But, people were showing pictures of garbages in school cafeterias. And you saw the majority of these school lunches thrown out. And that kind of killed me because I know there's kids starving in other parts of the world. And you see us American kids throw stuff out because we don't like the taste and we don't like the salt content or the sugar content. I mean, I threw out most of my school lunches. I was a skinny kid. I hated cafeteria food. So, the Planetary Health Diet, they have a plan for anybody over the age of 2. It's supposed to reduce chronic diseases like heart disease, stroke, diabetes. You have to get whole grains in your diet, starchy vegetables, fruit, dairy, protein, fats, and sugars. Your total caloric intake will be 2,500, but your meat intake is a lot less. They also want you to eat legumes. They say our consumption of nuts, fruits, vegetables, and legumes must increase more than twofold. Now, in their defense, if you are trying to lose weight, eating nuts for lunch, it's filling, and it works. One of my bosses would do that. He'd eat nuts, and I tried some of the nuts, and I'm like, you know, I'm full. It actually really worked. Next, they say you have to, next, they're also talking about, I apologize, the planet's health. So, we want to decrease greenhouse gas emissions like methane and nitrous oxide. Methane is produced during digestion of livestock, and nitrous oxides are released from croplands and pastures. So, they want to fix our environment, protect our ozone layer, right? Help decrease pollution based on decreasing methane and nitrous oxide emissions. And they've been studying this. They've had rectal tubes in cows' butts measuring and tanks measuring their gas. Now, I mean, nobody's going to publish an article that basically says it, but what they're trying to say is we need to fart less. Now, I don't know about you all, but I thought vegetarian diets and vegan diets and high-fiber diets give you more gas than eating meat. That was my impression. I mean, Beano, right? Beano is out there for people who eat legumes and beans, right? Onions. It helps me with onions. So this idea of, well, if you eat less meat, you'll give less gas, that's not entirely true. So I do agree. We do have to eat more vegetables. We do have to eat more nuts. Whether you want to do it to save the planet or whether you want to do it to lose weight or whether you want to do it to eat healthier, I don't really care what, you know, reason you do it for. But I really want actual science, true science, behind these recommendations. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a couple days ago, one of my listeners, I believe on Facebook, had said that her husband is sick and he had been to an urgent care and an ER and nobody gave him antibiotics. And then another one of you wrote last night saying the same thing happened to you. You've been sick for over a week and you are not getting an antibiotic. And so we talked about how there's this big push to write less antibiotics because of overprescription. The problem is I think there's a lot of you out there that actually do need an antibiotic that aren't getting it. And it does make me worry when we had such high amounts of flu-related deaths last flu season, was it because this now trend to write less antibiotics put more people at risk for pneumonia that should have been treated when it wasn't? And this is something that is probably not a very popular discussion, especially coming from a board-certified family doctor, but it's something we have to talk about. One is, are we writing too many medications? But number two is, are we having more flu-related deaths and more issues with infections that aren't being treated because we have this new campaign to not write as many antibiotics? Somebody's got to talk about it, no matter how critical and controversial it is. So first, let's go to the first side. So we have a study that's come out from the University of Michigan, and this is really striking. They say a quarter of antibiotic prescriptions that are written, obviously, are unnecessary. They say one in six adults receive drugs that they did not need. This is driving us towards antibiotic resistance, which is a huge problem. I think that scares the living daylights out of me, that one of us could have a pneumonia, take an antibiotic, and it just doesn't cut it. And they say, well, it's a super bug, and we do not have any antibiotics that can knock this out. That scares me. So according to this analysis from the University of Michigan, just 8% of the antibiotic prescriptions were actually clearly justified. The rest were dubious. They said 23% unnecessary, 36% possibly necessary, 28% were made without a documented diagnosis. They say according to the latest data in 2016, one in six adults and one in 10 children received an unnecessary prescription at least once. Now, lead co-author is Kao-Ping Chua from the University of Michigan, warns this is likely a staggering underestimate of the true rate of overprescribing, which is driving us towards a future where antibiotics do not work against even the most minor of currently treatable pathogens. So I'm not knocking this. We have a problem. All right. I can't tell you how many people have been given Z-Pack or, amoxicillin or whatever for who knows what, and they really didn't need it. And, like, gonorrhea. We now have gonorrhea. Not that I'm ever expecting to get gonorrhea, but there are people getting gonorrhea. There were just another two in the UK that was resistant to the usual regimen and then the step-up regimen. So, these infections can kill if gone unchecked. So, according to Dr. Chua, researcher in pediatrics at University of Michigan, says antibiotic resistance is one of the greatest threats to public health in the world. Large number of antibiotics that providers prescribe to patients are a major driver of resistance. Now, some of you may be like, Dr. Dahlia, how does the Z-Pak, somebody write for me, lead to antibiotic resistance? If the antibiotic is killing bacteria, even if there's no bacteria around, how does it lead to resistance? Well, because what ends up happening is, when you spray a bunch of bullets, okay, like an antibiotic, to bacteria, and if the bacteria are just sitting there not doing anything, right, like your, skin bacteria and your GI bacteria, you have a lot of bacteria in your body, right, that are supposed to be there, and there's really no bacteria that antibiotic's supposed to kill. The other bacteria see this antibiotic coming, and if they survive it, and they're like, that didn't hurt me. The babies of that bacteria become resistant to it. Or somebody takes an antibiotic half-assed, right? They don't take it the full 5 days or 7 days or 10 days, depending on what it is. Only take it for 1 day. And if a bacteria doesn't die off, and they have the special, genes, they can, and we don't kill it first time out, they'll reproduce and make bacteria that are just super, just like them. So what that means is, if you have bacteria you need to kill them, like on that first wave, or in that first antibiotic treatment. Not so much day one, but in terms of that week. If not, they will reproduce progeny that could be super bacteria. So we use antibiotics for bacterial infections, skin infections, meningitis, pneumonia, bacterial pneumonia, strep throat, plague. We were talking about the plague yesterday. That does require an antibiotic. Sinus ear infections. You are not supposed to use them for viral infections. Colds, laryngitis, bronchitis, runny nose. They even say coughing up phlegm does not necessarily mean it's a bacterial infection. So how can you tell if it's bacterial or viral? Well, that's tough. A bacterial infection, the bacteria grows, divides, sets up shop in an area, sometimes, yeah, it could spread throughout the body. But, like, if you have strep throat, it is going to be all about the throat. Your infection is really, really about the throat. True, you can have a fever. Maybe you'll get a little runny nose, but that throat is going to be the star of the show because that's where the bacteria have settled. Whereas a lot of viral colds out there, you have some sneezing, you have some cough, you have some sore throat, you have some body aches. You know, nothing's really the star of the show. Maybe it starts with some sneezing, then it goes into some cough, then it goes into some sore throat, etc. Alright? With flu, you get hit like a ton of bricks. And I mean, it is rough, high fever, body aches, cough, sneezing, everything all at once. That sounds more like viral. Now, can you get a secondary infection? Can something turn into something else? Absolutely. That's why we really worry about these pneumonia-related flu deaths. So if you are immunocompromised because you're fighting a flu and you're exposed to a bacteria, it could set up shop and take advantage. So if you start to have a star of the show, that may need an antibiotic. Now, true, there are viruses that only affect certain things, like hepatitis may affect the liver, right? Coronavirus may affect the nose and the nostrils, and, you know, so I get how, you know, you could just be sneezing, you know, if it's a viral, or with a bronchitis. You could have a bronchitis and it be viral. But if it starts to really become the star of the show, you might have a bacterial infection. Do you guys kind of know what that means? All right, so from what we understand, in the U.S., states are bringing lawsuits against drug companies attempting to impose stricter restrictions on how doctors dish out drugs, especially when it comes to opioids. Well, we're hearing that that may start to soon happen with antibiotics. All right, so now, what do you guys do? Okay, you know, you're concerned. We're in cough and cold season. We're in pneumonia season, flu season. People can still get cellulitis and strep throat and sinus infections. I mean, I'm hearing people having huge sinus infections. And a sinus infection, again, the sinuses are the star of the show if it's bacterial. So you got the runny nose, you got the pain in the sinuses, you got thick discharge coming from the nose. You are miserable. And it's very localized in the sinuses. Well, then that could be bacterial. But if you're sneezing a little bit, coughing a little bit, little achy, little fever, that could be viral. So when does a doctor decide to give you antibiotics? Well, we need to stop doctors from writing antibiotics day one. But if somebody says, look, this will be going on for 7 days, and the average virus goes away by 7 days, that's when I start to think that there's a bacterial infection that we need to treat. The problem is a lot of now patients, they know exactly what to say. They'll tell the doctor, oh, yeah, I'm having green phlegm, green sputum, I'm having fever, I've been having this now for 2 weeks, it's not going away. So the doctor's like, well, if it's going on for 2 weeks, it's hard for me to say that's viral anymore, I'll give you the antibiotic. Because patients are, they're tired of spending $75 to $100 to walk in the door of a doctor's office just to be told to go take Robitussin. They could have done that anyway. And there's a big push by patients to be able to get their own antibiotics. Why should they pay all this money to get an antibiotic from somebody when the doctor doesn't even give an antibiotic and just tells them to go take Robitussin? If they have to go over the counter anyway, they're like, well, why don't I go over the counter and get my antibiotic? Well, we're trying to limit antibiotic resistance, but that's not an argument that's going to hold water if doctors are shelling out antibiotics left and right. So my suggestion to you is if something seems to be the star of the show, it's been days and it's not getting better or you're getting worse, okay, even with high fever, you probably need an antibiotic. But if this is day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you're having multiple little symptoms and it's still mild, I want to take the antibiotic if it's not needed. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The United United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Without any evidence, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing President Trump of outing her travel plans to Afghanistan on a commercial flight. At the Capitol, Pelosi suggested it was a sign of Trump's inexperience and that he was the one who leaked that she would be arriving in Afghanistan on a commercial flight. The president has denied leaking any such plans. Regarding that partial government shutdown, no end in sight, but Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana says the president is willing to compromise.
He's willing to negotiate. He told me that straight up.
The 46th annual March for Life is going on in Washington, D.C. The president did deliver remarks via video.
As president, I will always defend the first right in our Declaration of Independence, the right to life.
Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen made a surprise appearance at the event. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So California health officials said earlier this week that dozens of people have gotten sick after eating raw oysters that were harvested in Tamales Bay. Apparently it's in the northern part of the state. Beautiful area. And they say at least 43 people have gotten sick, four of whom tested positive for norovirus. This is according to the San Francisco Chronicle. This cites the California Department of Public Health. Now, as you know, norovirus, that's the stinky bug that can take down a cruise ship in terms of people vomiting and having diarrhea, stomach cramps. And so usually when a cruise ship gets this, you know, this outbreak of, you know, diarrhea and vomiting, etc., it's usually norovirus. Apparently, though, it can be found in raw oysters. They say recent tests of the oysters and the water in Tomales Bay have come, though, negative for the virus. So we still don't know how they've been contaminated. I don't know how you guys eat raw oysters. I can't eat a cooked oyster, let alone raw. So the reported illnesses prompted Hog Island Oyster Company that sells oysters and shellfish to upscale restaurants in the Bay Area to now issue a recall. So if any of you guys go to some of these fancy restaurants and you want to order the oysters, you may not be able to. And currently, Tomales Bay is currently closed. No, it's not Tomale. It's Tomales Bay. Currently closed for harvest due to illness and rainfall. They said it's a temporary situation. Oysters will flush themselves of all viruses. We are working with local, state, and federal health departments to test and ensure the safety of our shellfish, and we will resume harvesting when the bay reopens. Apparently, 41 businesses have been affected. Now, I don't eat oysters. Most likely you don't. But I kind of find that fascinating that this is kind of another example of when the Old Testament had given us these food regulations. We're not supposed to eat shellfish or mollusks. And mollusks, why? Because there was some danger of infection. I get that. I may be a little too scientific, right, for a lot of people and our Bible interpretation. But I do believe that science is a part of it. All right? And I think, you know, God noticed that a lot of people were getting sick when they were eating oysters or pig or undercooked shrimp. So he told everybody, all right, you know, through whomever he brought down Leviticus and the Bible and the laws regarding diet. But these laws came down somehow. I don't really know exactly how. To not eat these certain things. And so an undercooked oyster does put people at risk of getting disease. So I just find that stuff kind of fascinating. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Purdue recalls gluten-free chicken nuggets after reports of wood in the product. Apparently, 68,200 pounds of organic, gluten-free, ready-to-eat chicken nuggets after consumers complained of finding pieces of wood. It's funny, because some of these chicken nuggets I've eaten, not Purdue, but, you know, some of these chicken nuggets that I get, it tastes like I'm eating cardboard, so that would make sense. So, probably some wood got into the plant. There's been a few customer complaints. So far, no adverse reactions. We will keep you posted. There's a Michigan women's prison that now has to treat 2,000 inmates for scabies. They're going to temporarily close it to visitors, so that's a rough one. Women's Huron Valley Correctional Facility near Ypsilanti, Michigan, said this week that it plans to treat 2,000 inmates for scabies. Now, scabies is so contagious. It causes an itchy skin rash, and they burrow into the skin and lay eggs. And the inflammatory reaction itches. It's caused by a human itch mite that burrows deep into the upper layer of the skin. 39 women have tested positive. Okay? Then these little mites lay eggs. 200 others have complained about skin rashes. And this thing will spread like wildfire. Some people may carry scabies and not have any symptoms. You got to look at your hands. Sometimes in between the webs of your hands, you may see these little burrows, but they could be anywhere. So they say the scabies mite usually is spread by direct, prolonged skin-to-skin contact with a person who has scabies. Close body and skin contact is frequent. So, yeah, if they're all standing in line, if they're sharing, you know, quarters, it could happen. Now, the mites can actually live on a person, according to Fox News, for a month or two if left untreated. And so we'd have to use scabicides, products that will kill the mites and their eggs. Most of them are prescription. Now, speaking of all these little disgusting little things, a man claims that maggots, right, ate his infection on his foot and saved his life. All right? So, a UK man says he is lucky to be alive and credits 400 maggots. Matt Blurton, of Yorkshire said he was bitten by an unknown insect while doing volunteer work in Africa in 2017. His symptoms began with a fever, and he and his partner, Katie, thought maybe he had sunstroke. But later, he went to the hospital, and the infection was traced to a blister on his foot. He said the infection was so bad that the staff didn't expect him to survive the trip back to the UK. They said even in the hospital in Africa, they had never seen anything like this before. And I'm looking at the leg. They kind of, they kind of blurred it out, but you could basically see necrotic tissue. The skin was dying. You see black tissue. Then, it's swollen, blackened area around the infection. He started to get sepsis and cellulitis. Sepsis is where the infection goes throughout the bloodstream. Cellulitis is where it infects the layers of the skin. So the doctors decided to treat the wound using maggots that were sterile. I don't know how you sterilize a maggot without killing it. And after 2 days, they had to rinse half of them off because they were going so fast. They were eating so much of the dead skin, he said, it almost went down to his bone. He could feel my veins in my foot and them eating around it. But the thing is maggots will not eat healthy skin. They'll only eat dead skin. So usually they should stop. Now, this procedure, though, is starting to gain a lot of acceptance because it used to work and it's very cheap. It's been documented several times, has in historical ages been documented as a treatment for gangrene. And according to a report by the Telegraph, the UK government is allegedly considering sending maggots to war zones to treat wounds. Why? Because they want to taper down the number of secondary infections stemming from wounds with the long-term goal of helping patients keep their limbs. So I'm looking at the leg. It's looking better. Okay. Probably has a big, huge indentation of his foot, but something happened. Maybe it was a bite. Who knows? So what they did is they left 20 maggots in his foot to disintegrate on their own because removing them had become too painful. The procedure lasted a few days. While he was recovering, he urged other travelers to be vigilant, obviously. And basically what happened is he was wearing sandals. So he thinks he got bit by something, maybe a poisonous spider. So what can maggots treat? Well, we've seen them treat diabetic foot ulcers. We've seen them treat infections. And, yes, a maggot can introduce infection. All right? They said they sterilized them. Again, I'm not sure how to sterilize a maggot without killing it. I mean, you could maybe throw alcohol onto them, and whoever survives, then throw them onto the foot. But how do you brush their teeth? You know, I mean, how do you... So I'd like to really look more into this concept of sterilizing maggots. But I had a patient. It was in the ER. It was a medical student. I started to take his history, but then there was an emergency, and we all had to be all heads on deck in another room. And I said, but I got to do something. He's got maggots all over his foot. And the doctor said, leave it. The maggots are going to help debreed... it's called debreeding the dead tissue. And... we just left it, and the patient was fine with it. That was just blew my mind. So this is something that we are going to see more and more of. I'm not the biggest fan of having that done to me, if God forbid I need it. But if it works, 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently a skier has died after an avalanche occurred at New Mexico's Taos Ski Resort. This is really, really frightening. I'm blown away that something like this would happen. I mean, we know that we have the big Arctic blast, and I'll tell you what's going on with the weather back east. But this happened in New Mexico, and I believe two others had to be saved. The skier was taken to Holy Cross Hospital and later died of his injuries. According to the hospital employee, who asked not to be named and was not authorized to speak to the media. Hospital spokeswoman Renee Laughlin denied to comment on the condition of the skier and said Holy Cross was not going to release any further information out of respect for the animal or for the family. However, they say apparently he got trapped an avalanche on Taos Ski Valley. A second person was injured in the incident, and both men were trapped for 22 minutes after the avalanche set snow pummeling down the mountain. This was about 11:45 local time yesterday. So rescuers were able to dig them out, transport them to the University of New Mexico Hospital, and obviously the names have not been released. They are searching for other people possibly buried in the snow. That's according to ABC Albuquerque affiliate. The snow is very deep. And so in some areas, they're going to try to use probes to locate people that can't reach the bottom. We don't know what triggered the avalanche. This occurred on a K3 chute off of Kachina Peak. That's just crazy. The lift for Kachina Peak was just reopened. The lift rises to about 1,100 feet. Takes expert skiers and snowboards to the top of the mountain, probably a black diamond. But very, very scary stuff. Now, this winter storm not letting up. We're hearing Arctic blasts are threatening weekend blizzards, heavy snow, and paralyzing ice storms. I need to apologize. I got this bad cold. I apologize. So they say Arctic air from Canada is expected to power high winds, heavy snow from the Corn Belt to New England this weekend. Now, I think the playoffs, I think it's in Kansas City. I think the Saints are hosting and the Chiefs are hosting. But still, Midwest, and then Louisiana. Well, Louisiana should be fine. But heavy snow, and correct me if I'm wrong, heavy snow, blizzard-like conditions could leave 30 to 40 inches of snow. Expect travel delays, not to mention also because of TSA and the partial government shutdown. They say the National Weather Service says the first strong surge of Canadian air over the plains is going to re-energize a storm system coming out of the Rockies. So they're expecting heavy snow for South Dakota, Nebraska, Minnesota, Kansas, Missouri, and Iowa. And, of course, all the way up to New England. So the storm is expected to become pretty, pretty intense. And then on Sunday, there's going to be a second punch of cold air. They say it's going to drive down temperatures from the central plains to the northeast, falling in many areas 15 to 25 degrees before normal. So these rapidly falling temperatures, obviously, put people at risk for hypothermia. We're hearing about car accidents, slush, water, treacherous passageways. Travel has been paralyzed. They say even the cold air is reaching as far down as Alabama. So we'll keep you guys posted with that. Pretty, pretty scary stuff. Now, this story came out, I believe, yesterday, where there was a woman who was working just a walk away from a hospital. And she ends up having a stroke. So the ambulance starts to take her to the hospital, but she was turned away from the hospital and had to go to a different hospital that might not have given her better treatment. Apparently, shortly after 8 a.m., Miss Tate and a group of coworkers came off a break. She has an 8-month-old at home. She has a teenager. And she's 37 years old. So only 37. She felt worse. She asked for a little bread with some honey. And then all of a sudden, her left side of her face started to droop. And she started slurring her words. So, the customer, as well as the patient, realized that she's having a stroke. And they both said that, like, almost simultaneously. So, she was having an attack of the brain that was cutting off blood supply. So, she had to be sent to a hospital that could immediately start treatment. So she was on the grounds of Milwaukee Regional Medical Center. I believe that's where she was working at behind the counter. And it was 350 yards from Froedtert Hospital. Froedtert Hospital is apparently the area's most advanced experienced stroke center. So, quick ambulance ride. But the ambulance didn't take her. Apparently, an ambulance was diverted away. So the ambulance carrying Miss Tiffany Tate was sent to a hospital 3 miles away that offered only limited stroke care. So I've heard from many of you that you will be shunted to places that you didn't think you could go. Maybe even have a farther hospital ride than you deserved. Well, apparently federal law requires hospital to treat patients, any patient, who arrives in their ER. So we have 5,500 hospitals. So that law applies to anybody, which is why, you know, currently we do have health care for anybody, whether they're illegal or not, because you walk into an ER, we're going to treat you. I mean, that when I was an ER doc in Lake Havasu, same thing. Whoever walked in, I didn't, you know, go into their citizen status or whatever. You know, we treated. But if you're in an ambulance could be diverted. So I would be working in an ER. I'd get a call from the paramedics that tell me what was going on. And the reason why they do that is so that I could prepare a bed. Okay? If somebody's coming in from an ambulance, they're going to have higher acuity. So if I know I'm having a stroke coming in, I could make sure I have a bed ready. I could call whatever staff I need. If I think I'm going to have somebody's in labor, I could get the OB guy, I could get the NICU, pediatrician, whatever, as an ER doc, get all that ready. Luckily, I never had to turn anybody away. I was able to take all the patients. But if you have a busy ER and all beds are taken, and now you're being told you have a stroke patient coming in, and you have no place to put them and no open beds because you can't put them in the hallway or in the bathroom, you will tell the ambulance to divert, take them to another hospital. And in one respect, I think that is part of the law. You can't just pile up patients in the hallway or the waiting room. So if somebody wants to bring a highly acute patient and you can't take care of them, and there's another hospital there with similar, you know, abilities to handle that acuity, I think you're required to tell them, look, I don't have room. This way they have the opportunity to go to another hospital and get taken care of. Now, they say the problem with that is it's like running water. Then the next hospital gets full. I would not want to be going to a hospital that can't see me. If there's a hospital a few miles away that can't. So we need to be careful what we wish for. I mean, if somebody changes the law where you have to go to your nearest hospital, and your nearest hospital is slammed and one 5 miles away, it's like, come on in, we got doctors ready to take care of you. And, you know, here you are, unconscious, you can't make that decision. You're kind of hoping that your paramedics and ER doctors are coordinating where you could go to get the fastest care. But this is obviously an issue because this person was just a few feet away, they say, and she had to go somewhere else that might not have had the same type of care. So, they say Milwaukee County officially ended diversion in 2016. But elsewhere in Wisconsin, across the nation, it happens. So, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel review of the 25 largest cities around found 16 of them, including 9, allow ambulance diversion of some kind, through rules governing when patients can be diverted. These include cities of New York, Phoenix, Chicago, L.A., and Knoxville. So I don't know what we should ask for, because if an ER is slammed, you want to go to a place that can take you. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Pain in my my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.